The Fiery Flying Roll, the Sixth Vision. God desires to show mercy. He wants to bless. But if men refuse to accept His grace, they must perforce accept His judgment. Upon those who persist in their rebellion and wickedness, regardless of all His offers of mercy, God will pour out His wrath to the uttermost. Sin must be purged. The work of Christ on the cross must be accepted, or men will suffer for their own sins. If sinners will not let God cleanse them from their sins, He will cleanse the earth from sin by taking the sinners out of it. Thus, in these later visions, we are shown the reverse side of the truth of the first chapters. Before the glorious results set forth therein can be fulfilled, a period of moral darkness, corruption, and almost universal apostasy will be manifested in the world. We see this coming on apace even now in Christendom. Then I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Zechariah 5, verses 1 and 2. The prophet turns from the contemplation of the pleasing vision which confronted him and finds a change. Probably the interpreting angel calls his attention to the new order of things, and lifting up his eyes, he sees a roll 20 cubits long and 10 cubits broad, which his instructor tells him is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. Zechariah 5:3a. This is not the first mention of such a roll or scroll as the emblem of judgment from the Lord. In the prophecy of Ezekiel, we have a similar vision. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it out before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentation and mourning and woe. Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Then said he unto me, This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth, for every one that stealeth shall be cut off, as on this side according to it, and every one that sweareth shall be cut off, as on that side according to it. Zechariah 5, verse 3. The roll which Zechariah beheld was also spread out or open, else its dimensions could not have been seen. It was also written within and without, as may be inferred from the words on this side and everyone on that side according to it, and seems to refer to the curse which the law contains for all those that disobey its precepts. It is written, Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. Deuteronomy 27, verse 27. There may be a question as to this interpretation, as there are only two transgressions of the law specified for which the curse is to fall upon the offenders, perjury and theft. But these two probably include the two tables of the law. The statement, everyone that sweareth, Zechariah 5, 3, is explained later as swearing falsely by the name of the Lord, Zechariah 5, 4, which refers to the third command, which is found in the first table of the law, while everyone that stealeth breaks the third command written on the second table of the law, which sums man's duty to his neighbor. However, it is no longer now, thou shalt not, but on the flying roll are written the dreadful curses against all those who have disobeyed God's law, which doom, according to the vision, is ready to be executed. There shall be delay no longer in the breaking forth of God's wrath upon the wicked world. Observe this striking fact. The roll is seen by Zechariah as flying, set in motion by the Lord of hosts, hence going swiftly and unerringly on its devastating judgment course. An angry God is about to take vengeance upon a disobedient people. Imagine with what terror it must have inspired the prophet. The roll probably illuminated, for it was night, carrying its dreadful load of curses through the heavens. Wherever it moved, its message was seen. It reminds us of the handwriting on the wall in Belshazzar's banquet hall. The message is, the time is coming quickly when God will keep silence no longer. The special dimensions of the roll are not without significance. They correspond with the size of the holy place in the tabernacle, 20 cubits long and 10 cubits broad, which we are assured is not accidental, Men shall be judged according to the measure of the sanctuary, not by their own measure or false ideas of God's requirements. Today one hears such statements, "Oh, I do as well as the next one," or, "No, I do not keep the law perfectly, but I do the best I can," etc. But this is not the balance of the holy place. No, indeed, the measure of the sanctuary is in perfect correspondence with the majesty and holiness of the law of God which has been broken. The awful doom of judgment for every individual is expressed thus, "And I will bring it forth, and it shall enter," Ezekiel 5, verse 4. There is no uncertainty as to the coming of the vengeance of God, and the continuance of the judgment as long as necessary is also emphasized in this statement. The roll enters the house of the transgressor and remains there not only to punish the wicked person, but also to consume the timber and the stone of the house. Here we are confronted with a climax in the train of calamities that follow in the wake of the curse. The words of the last clause of the sentence are almost identical with those used of the house stricken with leprosy. Then entire dwellings had to be destroyed, both the stones thereof and the timbers thereof. Leviticus 14, verse 45. The inference is plainly that the whole house of Israel after the flesh shall be tried with fiery judgment. There is only one way to escape the curses of the broken law, and that is by hiding in the wounds of the Savior who bore those curses in his own body on the cross. God has opened a fountain for sin and uncleanness in the pierced side of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the vilest sinner may become whiter than snow by washing therein. Then they may shout with the Apostle Paul, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, having been made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is he that hangeth on a tree." Galatians 3, verse 13.